Hello and welcome back to the Rusted Culture Show. I'm your host, Frank Ebersold, fresh back from Florida. And, yes, the closest I ever want to come to Trump was at the airport. Purportedly, he was heading off to, or coming in from Alabama. You know, we know he was stumping for old Roy Moore, of course. But luckily, I didn't even have to set eyes on Air Force One and Trump. Thank God. But I'm going to start off here with the Russian probe. That's on everybody's mind. And as we know it, it's got two different distinct facets. The one facet is the obstruction of justice part, and the second part is the Russian collusion part. And that's what we know. There, of course, could be more, but generally in the media, this is what we know. So to sum up the collusion part, I don't know if you've heard this from Adam Schiff, but to quote Adam Schiff, he says, "We do know this. The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted that help. The Russians gave help. And the president made full use of that help. And that's pretty damning, whether it's proof beyond a reasonable doubt of conspiracy or not." End quote. And so things are marching on here. I mean, there's no doubt that we've got collusion. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's just to what extent? You know, we haven't peeled the onion back yet, but it's happening. We got to get ready for it because it's coming. And turning to the obstruction of justice component portion of this, Bob Mueller is looking at the 18 days between January 24th, where Michael Flynn lies to the FBI, and when Trump fired Mike Flynn 18 days later on February 13th. As we know, a day later on February 14th, Donald Trump met with Comey, asking Comey to go easy on Mike Flynn. So with Mike Flynn lying to the FBI, Bob Bauer, who's a former White House counsel, sums it up about like this. Should there be evidence that the president directed or encouraged Flynn to lie, he faces an obstruction charge, and the constitutional defenses his supporters have been claiming are irrelevant. Of course, this legal exposure extends to any other officials who were involved in a decision to have Mike Flynn make these false statements. So that's kind of interesting. The legal exposure extends to any other officials who are involved in a decision to have Flynn make these false statements. So folks, as I mentioned before, the question really is, what did Trump know? You know, and when did he know it? And my second question is, really, who's going to fall on the sword? You know, who in Trump's circle is likely going to come forward by saying that they discussed Russian sanctions with Mike Flynn and for Mike Flynn to communicate that message to the Russian Sergei Kislyak? Will someone fall on the sword, or is this just going to simply run up the ladder to implicate Donald Trump? The truth is in there somewhere. And if somebody falls on the sword, and they need to be damn sure of who said what to Bob Mueller. They have to get their story straight, or whomever falls on the sword to protect Donald Trump may end up also perjuring or adding another obstruction of justice charge to themselves in addition to the crap that they're already in. Oh, do you think somebody's going to pop up and just fall on that sword? I really do. I don't know who it is, but it's going to add a whole nother dimension, I think, to this Nixonian story that's unfolding in front of us, wouldn't it? As always, you know, when calling this a Nixonian story, it's always the cover-up that's worse than the act of discussing sanctions in this case with the Russians before Trump was even president. So I think we're going to see a fall guy somewhere in here if things continue to heat up, and we know they are because the Republicans are are jostling and calling this whole thing a real miscarriage of justice. You know, the more we see them sort of circle the wagons here, you know that something is getting close. Somebody is getting close. And within that framework, I just think we're going to see a fall guy pop out of the woodwork somewhere that said, I'm the one. Didn't go any higher than me. But they better get their story straight if that's the case. So when you think about who may fall on the sword, just keep in mind that old Steve Bannon is out. Rince Priebus is out. And old Gork is gone. There's been a lot of carnage in this presidency, hasn't there? I mean, there's been that core group that would have been around between January 24th and February 13th. A lot of folks are history. Yeah, they're history. So, folks, if you're a Republican in Trump's orbit, what do you do right now? And like I mentioned, you're seeing it. They're all circling the wagons, aren't they? They're just pulling those wagons in good and tight around Donald Trump. And they're trying to discredit Mueller with everything they've got, trying to throw everything at him, knowing full well, that they can say whatever they want, and Mueller is not going to respond. So it's sort of one-sided right now. You're hearing all sorts come out of the woodwork, and it includes Newt Gingrich. You know, I'm just expecting Rudy Giuliani. He's still kicking, I guess, somewhere, right? Maybe he'll come out of the woodwork, too, you know, with his own little brand of skullduggery or hate or some other little vitriol diatribe. Wouldn't be surprised to see him pop out of the woodwork. But Newt Gingrich, just the other day, is saying that the Mueller probe is staggeringly corrupt. Staggeringly. Yes, just like maybe after a couple of gin and tonics. Just can't manage it. Oh, God. You know, you've got these rabid, frothing people. And here's another one. How about Jeanine Pirro on Fox? Oh, God, that screech. Ugh, I can't stand hearing that voice. And you've got her right there on Fox saying she's tired of the investigations. Something has to be done. Something has to be done. Oh, God. And she was a judge. I mean, if you've heard her, I mean, it's just hard to believe when I hear her on Fox News. But USA Today even calls for suspending the special counsel investigation, calling it saying it's dangerous to subject the office of the president to a gravely biased investigation undertaken with a reckless spirit. Reckless spirit. Man, it's just coming all out here. They're just throwing everything at it. And this is predictable. You know, I told you this is going to be a wild, unmedicated ride, and I think it's just beginning. This is predictable. It's an expected rush to discredit Mueller, who, by the way, has no magical powers here to synthesize the facts. He's not pulling these things out of thin air here, folks. The facts will speak for themselves, and facts will set you free, as we know, if you just let them tell their story. Just let the facts talk. And if this investigation's aspect of discovering the facts leads us to an obstruction of justice charge, then that's where it will end. If they lead us away from that, wherever that might be and wherever it ends, you look at those sets of facts and rationally come to a conclusion. That's how you build a case. You don't synthesize things out of thin air. That's the one thing they forget. You can say what you want about the investigation, and Mueller's not going to respond, and you can just say what you want. But in the end, the facts will lead you to a rational conclusion. There's no politics in that process, folks. There's no emotion. The truth is in there. That's how it works. So let them cry foul. Just let them sit there and cry foul, knowing full well that Mueller's not going to stoop as so low as to answer Newt Gingrich and Jeanine Pirro and all of those folks, all of them, and the more that will come out, you know, in the days ahead here. Mueller's the right man on this job right now, and I think when this is all said and done, it's going to go down in history. He will be a hero when this is all said and done. Number one for his honesty, and his thirst for the truth. Mueller, after all, folks, he's fighting for all Americans here right now. That's what he's doing. He best represents we the people at this moment in history in getting to the bottom of the scandal, regardless of Republican cries for him to stop. And we're going to walk right in to another little story here. And I sat down and I wrote a little letter. Hang right on. I'll be right back.
And write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Remember that scurrilous Russian dossier that came out? I think they've called it the pee tape, of all things. I won't go into that, but they've called it that too. Well, there was a man named Glenn Simpson, and Glenn Simpson was one of the founders, co-founders of Fusion GPS, and Glenn recently completed 7 hours of grueling testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, where he defended Trump opposition research dossier that was compiled by Christopher Steele, Christopher Steele was one of the other co-founders of Fusion GPS. And as we know, Trump has rejected the allegations of the dossier. But as Glenn Simpson purportedly stated in his testimony, we haven't heard the testimony, obviously, nothing from the dossier has been disproven. And as we know, there's some things in there, such as Russian collusion. Some of these things have, in fact, been corroborated. So here in Iowa, Chuck Grassley is my senator here, the fine state of Iowa, at 84 years old. He's our fine senator. And Chuck Grassley has stated that he would release Glenn's testimony once Glenn's lawyers have looked at the testimony and agreed it is original, which they have done, and have said, his lawyers have come back and said it was okay to release the transcripts, that 7-hour transcript, thousands of pages. And today, I sat down, I wrote a letter, and I asked our good Senator Grassley, who I have to say is kind of an interesting fellow. I mean, he's nice on one level, but we've heard him on many other levels, in orbit, as it were, and not quite down to earth. So in some cases, he's quite the good Iowan. In other cases, he's just out there in Trump orbit, as we know. The last time I think I sat down and wrote him a letter, it was to excoriate him for not moving forward with the Supreme Court pick that Obama put out. And I got a long diatribe back from him, basically just stating that Obama's done a lot of stuff with different executive actions and on and on. God, didn't ask about that. I just asked about fulfilling the Constitution here. Let's take the appointee and give him an up or down vote, Senator Grassley. Anyway, so I don't expect a lot back from a good old Senator Grassley here, but when I do hear back from him, and normally he does respond eventually, you know, he is 84, so these things, these cogs don't move quite as fast as you'd like them to. But when he does respond, I'll let you know what he does say when I get that. Hopefully the transcripts of that testimony will simply be released. And one reason I can think of why old Senator Chuck Grassley might drag his feet here on the transcript release is that we have reason to believe that Fusion GPS provided leads in that testimony that Russian money flowed into Trump real estate projects. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Might be a reason for dragging your feet. And just the other day, folks, did you see Senator Shelby from Alabama? He said he couldn't vote for Roy Moore. This is a Republican senator. I think one of the most, if the senior senator from Alabama. And he stated his opinion on CNN's State of the Union over the weekend, where he said, and I quote him here, "I'd rather see the Republican win. I'd rather see a Republican write-in. I couldn't vote for Roy Moore. I didn't vote for Roy Moore." And folks, as we know, Roy Moore has been accused of pursuing relationships with teenagers when he was in his 30s. One of them who was 14. Now, what Senator Shelby did, folks, when they're right, they're right. I have to tell you, what he did showed conscience and a willingness to do what's right, even if it's something that doesn't put a Republican senator in the Senate. He did the right thing. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. You know, things like this, it shouldn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, but to just look at this and do the right thing, it's commendable. And good for him that he did it. So Trump, as you know, he flunked this test, flunked it, and has put politics above conscience and what's simply right by telling folks to vote for Roy Moore in tomorrow's election. It's no surprise that Trump would flunk this test. I mean, it's no surprise to me, and I'm sure it's no surprise to you. What really makes me mad about this Roy Moore deal, though, folks, here, is that just a little bit north of me here, we just lost a damn good Senator Al Franken for less than what Moore and Trump have done and have been accused of. We've lost a great senator. And, you know, I don't think Franken even really got a chance to refute anything about the claims, opting to leave as many fellow Democrats gave him a vote of no confidence, essentially. And I think within that framework, he just decided not to even address the concerns, which even as I heard them, and I think I heard all of those concerns, when you look at what happened, none of it's good. None of it's good. But when you lay this stuff out and you look at what Trump's been accused of and has said, for God's sakes, the Access Hollywood tapes, and what you look at Roy Moore has done, I think, with what, 9 women at least that have come out, one of them 14, and claims that Roy Moore was prowling the Gadsden Mall for significantly younger women, teenagers, while he was in his 30s. I mean, when you look at all this, it just, why should Franken leave for doing far less? Why? I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know. These things just always don't make a lot of sense. But when you look at some of the things that Al Franken was accused of, and we've all seen that picture, I'm sure that Al Franken always insists on photographing his groping like he did in that now infamous photo where he was looking at the camera and smiling and reaching out to Tweeden's breasts. I mean, I think he must, that's just one of the things that you have to do, right? If you're Franken, you photograph it, right? You know, he was a comedian, for God's sakes, a comedian. And, you know, I'm not saying it's right, but you do have to have a certain balance when you look at some of these claims. But anyway, when you look at Tweeden, you know, the one that was in that picture, she was one, she was a Playboy playmate, you know, no angel. She was a fanatical gun supporter, which, you know, a fanatical gun supporter is, I support guns, but, you know, she was out there, evidently this is everything all about guns, you know, she was huge on that. And besides, she was a Trump fan. So when you add all of this up, the bedrock of the complaint seems a little suspicious to me, and we lost a damn good senator as a result of all this. So considering all of this, it does make you a little bit mad when you see Roy Moore date teenagers and stand up there and just deny it and then just simply move on like nothing happened. You know, as far as I'm concerned, he stepped in the poo and he still got it on his shoes, folks. He still got it on his shoes. And, you know, you talk about Trump draining the swamp. He's just trading Crocs for alligators, folks. Don't make no mistake. The swamp, as far as Trump's concerned, is not changing. And then you've got Trump, like I mentioned, saying basically, you know, we've seen reports that he grabs women by the you-know-what because he can, just because he can. And then just today, we had three women accuse Donald Trump of sexual misconduct, conduct, and then these three women are seeking a congressional probe to look into it. So, over the past 2 years, more than a dozen women have accused Donald Trump of making unwanted sexual advances, like kissing them, grabbing their privates, putting his hand up their skirts. The list goes on and on and on. But yet, folks, evangelical Christians somehow vote for Donald Trump because they envision God works in mysterious ways. You know, I hear that a lot. And I know it because I've lived it. As I mentioned, I've been in a Christian family and went to a Christian school. So I know exactly what they mean. But, God, I can assure you, God is not picking Donald Trump to do his work any more than God picked Charles Manson to work in mysterious ways. Give me a break. You know, get that spray, whatever the hell it is. Give me a break. Good Lord. You know, we just have to have Republicans spine up here and do what's right. Take Senator Shelby as an example on how to spine up, for God's sakes. You know, if you need an example, there's one. So while we're talking about Trump here, we're going to keep on a roll. We're actually just going to roll right into the Looney Tunes. That's right, Trump and the Looney Tunes, they just seem to go hand in hand, don't they, these days? The old Looney Tune president, if you ever saw him. Well, you undoubtedly heard over this weekend, I heard it when I was in Florida, but you heard, I'm sure you've heard this slurred speech last week when Trump bombed the chances of any Palestinian-Israeli peace by stating that he was recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. You know, great move. Smooth move there, Donald Trump. Well, did you watch him while this was going on? Did you happen to see his lower teeth doing the bossa nova in his mouth? I mean, he pushed his lower teeth forward at least twice, I counted, with his tongue. You know, but continue with slurred speech, and he actually said this. Have a listen.
God bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you.
God bless you. Oh, God. Okay, from now on, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Donald Trump Lamb Chop. Those of you who don't know, Lamb Chop was the sock puppet that had Sherry Lewis's hand up in there, and it was called Lamb Chop. And I'm going to cue the real Lamb Chop here, folks, and have a listen. Here's the real Lamb Chop, and see if you can... What do you think? Listen, have a listen. That's right. Now here's Trump again.
God bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yep, sounds like Lamb Chop to me. And I even went to RawStory.com because I was kind of wondering what the heck was going on here. And I found that, according to RawStory.com, the slippage appeared to indicate a sliding lower plate or dentures of some kind. Now, do you think that he, the most vain president, would simply admit that he's got dentures? Oh, why not just say, yeah, I got dentures here, folks? Well, there's a story here that was printed, let's see, in the Daily Beast. I think it was in 2015, the Daily Beast. It was a story by one of their writers named Ciro Scotti, who wrote, about 15 years ago, I had occasion to consult with a fancy Upper East Side dental surgeon who specialized in cosmetic work. While there, the dentist confided to Scotty that one of his clients was then real estate mogul and TV game show host Donald Trump, who would come in every 6 months insisting that his veneers weren't quite white enough. Well, that's a big surprise. Veneers, as you know, folks out there, it's a layer of hard white resin that dentists glue to the front of a patient's tooth to make it appear whiter, longer, or symmetrical to the teeth that are around it. They're semi-permanent. They usually last about 10 to 20 years. So they've got a long shelf life, mouth life, if you will. And purportedly, according to this article, Trump would demand that his veneers be changed twice a year. And according to this story here in Daily Beast, he says, "I tell him that if they're too white, they won't look real," the dentist said to Scotty. "But he won't listen, so he picks a shade, and I make them about one quarter as white as the shade he selects, and then he goes away happy." And Dr. Shapiro said that if true, in his opinion, this could be potentially disastrous to Trump's oral health because each time veneers are removed. And you're learning something here with me. Some of the original tooth gets taken away as well, leaving the remaining material weakened. And the article says that, "I hope this dentist informed Trump that if he continues replacing his veneers every 6 months, he will soon have no tooth left to veneer. Crowns, root canals, extractions, implants are going to be in his future. And quite possibly that lower plate, which was doing the bossa nova that I just mentioned." Scary stuff. But that is just another page in the vanity of Donald Trump. And folks, I want to thank you for the listen. And it's great to have you right here on the Rusted Culture Show. And till the next show, I want to thank you for listening and come back again.